again. Computer class, yeah, tell me your name. It's now the time. We grow with each other every day. It's beyond us now. Can't control ourselves emotionally. This is our life. You went on to find your way. You went on to find.
Yeah, probably nothing can keep us down, not even category 5 or 4, whatever you call it, hurricane that one went through here. But of course, I'm not here alone. Got my usual co-host, the man of the house, the head of the girlslife.com studios himself, the man beast, Mr. Mike Rose.
Hurricane Mike this week.
Hurricane Mike. And today, he's a category 3 today.
That's right.
He's been downgraded. You know? He's a winds about, you know,
I got 100, the wind shear on the backside. Yeah. I'm on the dirty side of the hurricane, kids.
And, of course, we have joining us live from Houston, Chewy himself. How you doing, brother?
Hey, gentlemen, what's going on?
He's not Aquaman anymore.
No, he's not Aquaman. No.
I'm on dry land.
He's on dry land. There you go. We all are now. God.
Plenty of power, plenty of AC.
Nothing like a good hurricane make you appreciate the little things like cable and power and all that. You know?
That generator, I got so sick of that generator noise, dude. Holy crap.
Oh, you got a generator?
We had a generator, yeah. A buddy of mine, shout out to Paul Kalponis, who let me borrow his generator when he got his power back. Neighbors hated my guts for like 5 days, but...
Hey, actually, that's true, because my neighbor had the same thing. I always heard it. I didn't care, but you could always hear it. I forgot how loud they are.
When you're in a townhouse, man, it's just like really...
No, it's loud. Yeah. I'm considering getting one, given what just happened.
A 6,000 stroke, six master stroke, 6,000, something like that is a good investment.
Yeah, that's what I was telling
you about. My issue is storage. I don't have space for it.
But, in the back, I do. I can toss in it. But either way, I mean, enough of that. We're tired of really talking hurricanes for the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
Let's move on here. Of course, my esteemed co-host with me, used a term looser than the Dolphins defense yesterday. Hey!
Yeah.
So, football season is here, so we're excited.
That's right.
Some of us are still excited being Redskins fans, and some of us Dolphins fans. And
hey, man, I'm still excited.
Yeah, enthusiasm is kind of it's been downgraded to Category 1 as far as enthusiasm is concerned.
No, okay. I still love the NFL.
I know. But we got lots of talk about. It's been a few weeks, so I just picked out some of the big stuff that I thought was worth talking about.
Excellent.
So we're going to go a little bit and get some TV, which we haven't done in a while. As far as some shows that we've seen recently that are worth discussion. But on a quick side note, though, I do want to bring this up. I got a chance to see a small movie this week, and I like to champion for the small movies, especially those that go unseen. I don't know if anybody of you guys has seen The Big Sick.
No.
Okay.
That's the one with... The Indian guy.
Yeah,
the
Pakistan or whatever. Him and his wife wrote the story.
Really good.
It's really good, man. It's one of my favorites this year. I was surprised.
It's out there in Spizzes.
You can rent it now. I think it's available on Amazon the case. Or in Spizzes, I'm sure it's there. But it just came out recently. Got a lot of buzz early. I didn't get a chance to see it. But, man, what a great written movie. It's... The premise almost like rom-com. I'm like, okay, I'll check it out. You know, no, it's not your favorite, Mike. But it's, but like the first 20 minutes, I'm like, okay, it's typical. It's funny. I know it's gonna end this way. But then it just completely changes gears. And it's something complete I did not expect. And it's completely unconventional in terms of the story. And it's a true story that I get the writer, who's a comedian. He's on Lost Must. He's in
I think him and his wife
Silicon
are
Valley.
Comedians.
Both, she's a writer. And it's a story about how they met. A true life story.
I'm a Silicon Valley fan, by the way. That's
a good show. And he's in it. And he's really funny in the show. He's really good, but they wrote the story, and it's about how they met and what happened to during the courtship and the cause and to want to marry her and all that. Incredible story. Really, it's amazing. It's really good, man. Guys, check that one out. Any out there's one of those small movies that you just find it's hidden gems. Guarantee it's funny, thought-provoking. Ray Romano is great in it, and I'm not a big fan of his. Yeah, he was really good. Holly Hunter's in there. Really good. Great cast, man. A must watch. I kind of want to throw it out there before we get into anything else. But all that being said, of course, you know, we got a little new sponsor this week.
Okay.
This week we are sponsored by Franchise Viagra, of course. And I'm, referring to the return of Mr. J.J. Abrams.
Right.
Who a lot of stuff's been going on with Star Wars. We're Star Wars geeks, so we're going to get into this heavy here. And before we give our thoughts on J.J. Abrams and all that, we're going to get into a heavy discussion about that. there is a what the fudge was happened to be related to J.J. Abrams. And it's not the fact that he got hired. That's not what the fudge. But apparently, we'll show you our thoughts in a second, but as far as what I feel about him having him back on board in episode 9, there was, I guess, there's some backlash or people weren't big fans of him coming back for whatever reason. And these people, stupidity has no bounds. So apparently they got a petition got started by a few. Yes. Can you, I mean, oh God, people are just the dumbest.
Because they always work, right?
I mean, what the fudge? Okay, so work. Yes, I'm saying the petition got started and they're trying to get this going so they can send it to Lucasfilm to get him off the project. Right. Are you fudging kidding me? Do they actually think they would even listen to people to begin with? And it's so...
Dude, here's my issue with this whole thing, and you and I have talked about this offline. My issue with J.J. Abrams is that he's way too obsessed with fan service and cutesy how you doings in movies, and not enough focused on moving storyline plots.
Well, I mean, let's get into it. So, I know you have a lot to say on it, and so do I. But I'm gonna get Chewie's thoughts first. I know Chewie hasn't been involved in that J.J. Abrams discussion, so. So obviously, you know, Star Wars is, man.
It's our bread and butter.
No one's happier than WB with Star Wars because it's taking all the attention away from them and all the nonsense going on DC and what have you. Because it's just a mess. They just recently fired Colin Trevorrow, I'm not mispronouncing his name, who was set to direct episode 9, which I'm glad they got rid of him. Of course, they used the old quote unquote mutual. Decision, which is right. Like, you know, okay, you know, that never has ever that phrase ever been used in a truthful manner. Yes, anybody in relationship, we decided to mutually part ways.
That's that better answer.
Exactly. I mean, somebody got dumped. In this case, from what dug deep, he got dumped, I guess, because his ego, whatever the case. I don't know, but apparently.
He told them basically he didn't want to use the Kazdans.
I guess.
No, that's what I've heard.
I mean, I heard a few different things, Kazdans. But who knows what's true is not true. But obviously, it's an issue.
Larry Kazdan is going to be attached to every Star Wars project here in posterity.
I'm not sure that's good or bad, to be honest with you.
Look, but I agree with you, but I'm just telling you that you're going to have to deal with Larry Kazdan.
I think it's Kathleen Kennedy. After a while, you lose one. Yeah, I mean, they have issues. They had issues with the first Force Awakens. Small issue, but they had issues nonetheless. They had some issues with, obviously, in Rogue One. Pretty much got rid of the director, let's be honest. Right. The Lord and Miller and Han Solo and now Trevorrow. It's like, after a while, it starts being all directors. And it's now, is it Kathleen Kennedy? Is that the girl who can't go? No, she dumps every guy and says, oh, these guys suck. Maybe not the guys. It's you. You know what I'm saying?
That goes to my job interview theory, right? Is when you're hiring a dude for a job and he's had like 26 jobs. And you're like, okay, I see that you worked at UPS. What happened there? Oh, they were dicks. I see that you worked at the post office. Oh, they were dicks.
Exactly.
You begin to wonder who the dick is.
Exactly. After a while, right. Look in the mirror. So there's something going on there. I guess, I don't know. But we'll get into it in a second because I got some thoughts on that. But Chewie, so obviously this had to bring J.J. Abrams back. And apparently Rian Johnson turned down the gig. He said he was tired, and which I guess he's the only one who hasn't had any issues. So I guess that bodes well for what we're going to see in episode 8. Hopefully.
I hope so.
Or he's just following directions.
There's been no issues with that movie at all. Nothing's come out. So I guess that's a good sign. I don't know. So J.J. Abrams. And Chu, we'll start with you. You hear J.J. Abrams. Abrams, what are you thinking?
I'm just like, meh. I mean, I'm not excited. I'm not disappointed. I'm like, just get the damn movie done. I don't care who directs at this point.
I agree with him, by the way.
I mean, whoever they brought in, and now we've gone through this now to several movies, it's like whoever they bring, they're not trying to bring in someone who is trying to bring their vision. They want to bring someone who will just follow the script.
The company guys.
Right, but why go out on a limb and hire guys that are named directors and that are famous for putting stylistic flares on movies? It just doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't, other than for status, right? So that's where I think we are, is that they're like, okay, J.J. Abrams is known as a guy that can fix, or that can, you know, do. Give the fans what they want.
I mean, he's a good, like I said, he's done well. Obviously, I joke around franchise Viagra, but it's kind of true. He resurrected Mission Impossible, Star Trek, and Star Wars, right? And each one of those franchises were pretty much in the dumps.
Right.
And he brought them back to a certain level.
I don't know if Star Wars was in the dumps, bro.
Well, I mean, it was in the dumps, but I mean, no one was...
It's
coming after prequels, it wasn't necessarily in the public eye. People weren't excited
about Star Wars. It seemed
something new, but...
Right.
The fan base, I don't know, it just didn't seem like there was the buzz was there
before that.
And he fixed. He gave us a good movie. I like Force Awakens a lot.
I agree with you on Star Trek, although I'll be honest, I didn't like the last one. It's just...
Beyond,
that
was good. Beyond.
No, the one.
I like Beyond, to be honest with you.
It was just all right.
But I mean, either way, he's, to me, you're right, it's meh, it's okay. He's vanilla. It's what it is. It's good.
He's not gonna screw it up.
He's burgers and fries, like I always like to say. It's a good meal, satisfactory, but he's not gonna blow anybody away. I don't think he's made a great movie. And I said that before. He's doing good movies, but he's nothing great. Which, I mean, it's just Star Wars and Episode 9. You want to end off with the bang, and I don't know if
a great movie?
He's made good movies, but nothing like, oh my God.
What was 10 Cloverfield Lane, I guess, is as close.
No, but he didn't direct it. He was involved producing it, but he done like Super 8, which is okay.
No, it wasn't okay.
I thought it was okay.
It was all right.
The Star Treks, which were good. I liked them, but then oh my God, you know. Mission Impossible 3, which is good, but they went great. And the other two, I followed, were much better than the one he did. But not to say it's a bad movie. You know, he started Lost and whatever, for whatever that's worth. Alias.
At the end of the day, he's going to do a good job. It's going to be a good movie. I'm not worried about it. But Star Wars is not the set of franchise where you bring in a visionary director or a young, up-and-coming director that you stay away from Lucasfilms.
Right, you don't want people to put their spin on anything.
Exactly. No, that's not allowed. And if you understand that, you'll do well. If you don't, hey, go somewhere. There's plenty of studios, plenty of independents where you can do what you want to do and make the kind of movie you want to make and be great at it. That's fine. But it ain't Star Wars. It ain't going to happen there.
Oh, obviously, that it's been established now. You know, Kennedy's right. Like, okay. I mean, she brought in Ron Howard. That guy's status quo.
Right.
J.J. Abrams, status quo.
Ron Howard is vanilla ice cream with nothing on it.
That's what I'm saying, And J.J. Abrams, the same thing. He's got a little chocolate on it. Right. I think he's more entertaining.
J.J. Abrams might have a little bit of whipped cream in it.
Exactly. It's basically what it is. Safe. They'll follow the plan as laid out. But, I mean, I want Star Wars to be better than that. No, this whole thing has been like, okay, even with like, you know, the anthology movies, going with the Rogue One, which wasn't.
I liked it a lot.
But I'm saying, as far as the premise of being, they didn't want to, they stay within the same frame line as the saga we know we've grown to love.
Right.
You know, they don't branch out. Now we got Han Solo, same thing. Now we're getting Ben Kenobi, same thing. And I want to see something different. Just push the envelope. Right, at least with anthology movies.
Right, give me something.
Get something totally different. What's the point of giving something different?
You know what, though? I have to say, at least in the animated universe, which I really dig what they do with that stuff.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of there's some stylistic stuff in there and some good storytelling. And I want to see that in my movies.
I know, man. I'm getting worried that, okay, after a while, it's going to become like Marvel.
Right.
For better or worse.
No, Marvel's already...
That we know we're going to get. It's safe. Okay, great. All right. But, you know, we might get a home run every four or five movie. Fifth movie.
Maybe.
You know, maybe. Perhaps. I'm hoping episode 8 is the home run. I think it's going to be Rian Johnson.
I hope it is.
I mean, let's see.
Well, I'm not saying... Listen, I don't have any problems with the last two movies.
I don't either.
I'm waiting to see
they're
how
good.
It is.
They were very good.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really good movie. I think this next one
might be the great... This might be the home run I'm looking for, but then they go back to J.J. Abrams. He's going to be okay. And Han Solo, I could care less about Han Solo, particularly with that whole going on. I mean,
I'm still
going
to watch it because I'm a sucker.
Star Wars is becoming Kirk Cousins, man.
Hey, don't
safe,
say that.
Okay, put some good numbers, but he ain't taking to the promised land. You know what I mean? He's better than Jay Cutler. Right. No, Dolphin Digger and Mike there. But I mean, I want it to be more than just okay. Star Wars should be awesome. I mean, am I wrong in that? I mean, I want it to be. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's not DC, thank God. But and we're going to talk some DC stuff in a minute. So just I didn't want to leave that unscathed, all things considered. But we'll see. Again, you're right. We'll see. I mean, you're right too. He's going to be fine. I have no doubt it's going to be a good movie.
I'm not saying that it's going to suck either.
It's disappointing
to me because it seems to me like they don't have any interest in making a great movie. That's where I'm coming from on that.
No, I agree with you. At least taking risks, right. Put it that way.
Or doing something.
Something different. I think Lord and Miller, I thought was taking a risk, and obviously they don't want to do that, so it is what it is. Whatever, we'll see. And I guess I like to see, I want to see good directors, you know, start doing Star Wars movies, but obviously that's not going to happen. If, at least young directors who have a vision, they're not going to allow it. It's like, okay, we're going to get the same old Star Wars. And if you get a movie every single year, that gets stale. Right. If Star Wars every 3 years, okay, fine, we can live with that. But we're getting one almost every year, and that's the plan. It's like, okay, yay. All right, we'll watch it. We'll like it.
Yeah. Speaking of Star Wars, October 7th, for all you Star Wars The Clone Wars people, that's coming off Netflix, just so you know.
Coming off? Oh, okay. And actually, 2 days later, Mark Hamill dropped a hint about the trailer releasing. Oh. You didn't hear about that?
No.
Oh, well, apparently...
Not yet.
Oh, Mark Hamill, this is a few days ago, he tweeted, which was since taken down.
I hate Twitter.
And so he tweeted... And for the leak to us, and doesn't exist, but it's out there. Everybody saw it. I guess he excuse me, he... tweet out, kept it kind of cryptic. He didn't come out and say it as a trailer, but he said, hey guys, you may want to watch the Monday night game on October 9th. And that was the tweet. Like, okay, we know that's the trailer date. It has to be, which is why they probably pulled it, because they did the same thing with Force Awakens.
Hey, wait, maybe he's a big Schitzberg fan.
The Bears play the Vikings that week, I think. So he's a big Bears fan.
I thought it was Pittsburgh.
No, it's the Vikings and the Bears.
Oh, okay.
So now he's got David Cook in his fantasy team. How the hell do I know? But that being said, you know, he dropped the hint, so it seems like, just like it did with The Force Awakens 2 years ago, they debuted the trailer in front of NFL.
Who's their quarterback, the Vikings? It's not Teddy Bridgewater right now. I think it's...
Keenum, what's his name, Joey?
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum was the last 2 weeks. Yeah.
Keenum.
Casey Keenum. That's for sure.
What happened?
He looked very good yesterday, man.
The Vikings looked good. The Vikings looked good.
He did. You know what didn't look good? The Dolphins.
Hey, please.
All right, so.
Take it easy.
That's how we say we're out of Star Wars, baby. So.
Doesn't get old. Haters gonna hate.
Man, I got totally off topic. We'll move off from the Star Wars stuff and all that. I guess we'll wait and see. But the trailer, hopefully, that comes up in 9, I guess in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever.
We'll talk about it.
I'm sure we will. A quick thing, it's a quick tip here. You guys, the story came out like a couple weeks ago. We never got a chance to talk about it, but you guys heard about the MoviePass thing?
Yeah, we talked about it.
The MoviePass?
Yeah, about the $10 pass, unlimited movies for the month.
Did we talk about that? I don't remember.
We didn't talk about it.
I mean, we talked about it on the side, but we didn't talk about it on the show.
Oh,
yeah, because this is...
Now Chewie thinks everything's a show when he calls.
Yeah, I know when he calls in. Like, dude, the tape's not always rolling, big guy. You know what I'm saying?
That's because when we have a conversation, we're not plugging the girls up that
costume. Yeah, we're just saying. But no, for those out there, and this is a... If you like movies, this is a deal, which is you can't pass this up. Obviously, I see movies for free. Otherwise, I'd probably be doing this. But there's a, you know, yeah. But I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, he puts it in Chewie's face.
Yeah. Exactly. For those like Chewie or the big guy here, and I'm just saying, listen, there's a thing out there. It's called the Movie Pass. It used to be like 30, 40 bucks a month, whatever it was. And now they had a promotion last month, but it was last month more or less, where they dropped the price down to $10 a month. And the subscription rate like went up like 400%. They boomed.
So did they pull it?
No, it's not. Say that for a year. And then they'll see what the price point changes at that point. But at least for the foreseeable future.
What brand of theater is this?
Any theater. And AMC.
Any theater, yeah.
Yeah, AMC was pissed off because, and I'll get into it in a second. But let me explain what MoviePass is. So basically, you go online, you download, you go online, you apply and get the app, whatever the case is. They send you the card. It's almost like a debit card. And when you get up that week, after a week, what you do is you go to the theater, any theater you want. When you get to the theater, open the app, it finds where you're at. You choose a movie it wants, and it finds out what the price is. It loads the money into the debit card and uses it to buy your ticket, no matter what the price is. So if the movie ticket is $12.
Is the no pass type thing apply to this?
It's good. This is only restrictions is that you can see one movie a day. For 30 days, whenever it's money, and you can only see a movie once, which is fine. How many times are you going to see a movie? Okay, fine, no big deal. And if you want to see it like in 3D or the IMAX, you just pay the upscale price. So basically, if the price is $10 as opposed to $15, you pay the $5.
Yeah,
and you pay as many movies as you want. So, I mean, yeah, for those who are interested in IMAX, whatever, you pay half the price. Either way, but that's the thing. There's no catch. You go see as many movies as you want every single day if you wish, as long as it's not the same movie more than once. And there's no restrictions.
AMC is crying about this?
Because what happens, I guess AMC got upset because since they lowered the price of the pass. And I don't see why AMC is crying. AMC is getting the money for the ticket.
Here's the other thing is AMC makes money on refreshments. That's where the money is in movies.
They do get some cuts out of the tickets. But not much, dude. But the gripe isn't that. The gripe is that they were saying that they might even pull out, try to sue them and all that. Because the issue is not that they're not getting paid. Because the ticket could be, you can spend $300 worth of movie price tickets, all you're paying is $10. AMC is going to get that $300. So they're not losing money in that end. But they feel that once the price goes back up to 30 or 50, whatever they decide to bring the price up again, people will stop going to the movies now because they got used to the $10. Now they got to pay 30.
That's absolutely true, though.
Yeah, which is possible. And then they're like, well, now I'm not going
to
go.
People, yeah, but I think paying $30 exactly. to see crappy movies.
But for at least for the foreseeable future, I think it may gain them more business because now more people are going to go. Because now I pay $10. I can go five times a week if I want to the movies, theaters. Just go and okay.
It's good for them because they're going to get their money from refreshments.
Yeah, and people probably more apt to buy stuff because my ticket was virtually free. I mean, I only paid $10. You see two movies, you made money in your pocket. Use it towards popcorn, whatever the case is.
Right.
But it's AMC made a big deal about it. They're trying to get out of the deal. But I mean, for those out there, I mean, that's a deal for $10. You know, if you go see two movies a month, three.
If you go to one movie a month.
If you go for one, you're making money. You're not losing
because
money.
Because a movie's 12, 13
exactly.
bucks.
Exactly. Exactly. You're making money. It doesn't make sense not to get this. So anybody out there, see movies, MoviePass is a deal. It's legit. Yeah, there's no tricks. There's nothing up their sleeve. And it's not an infomercial. No shenanigans. It's legit. The pass is they give you the card.
I'm sure there's shenanigans, but that's a whole other story.
That's between the AMC and Regal, whoever else. Right. Not our problem. Get the pass and go. It's a really cool deal, man. We'll see what happens after they raise the price. But I thought it was kind of interesting. But
so this is going on for a whole year.
For a year, what they said. At least
starting last month.
They start last month. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to say how to make money out of this deal, but whatever.
No, they make money because you have to think about it. The movie theaters make money. Maybe not the promotion company, but they make money. How many people are not going to use it?
That's what I read. That's what it was. I looked into as far as how they're making money because, say, you see five movies. Every movie's $10. Let's just say $10. It's $50. All you're doing is paying them $10. They lose $50. They're losing $40 every month. What they're doing is that they are collecting data. Who's seen the movies? What times, locations, demographics, what movies, et cetera, et cetera. And then they sell that information.
And they're still making money.
Yeah, but the thing is they take that information and they're selling it to marketing companies.
Right.
That's how they make their dough, which makes sense. Now I get it. So that's how they kind of subsidize that, I guess, at the end of the day. But it's interesting, though. It's kind of interesting that came about. I mean,
especially
for like a young teenager, $10?
Yep.
All day. Especially in the summertime. You're going to get your money's worth easily. But sticking with that, in terms of things that kind of changed the game as far as movies, you know, we talked about Netflix and Disney, you know, obviously in the breakup, right. The mutual breakup, you know.
I think we talked about this, but I really don't. I think that increasing the amount of streaming services is going to dilute the market and it's going to put some people out of business.
Well, that's what I want to get into now. I mean, because we have a good conversation about that. We have not only is Disney going on their own now, I just learned recently that Apple is going to do their own streaming service as well.
CBS has their own,
Netflix, Amazon, and monkey see, monkey do. Right. You know, HBO is already doing it. You know how it is. Oh, it's working for them. Let's all do it.
It works for HBO because people are paying to see Game of Thrones.
Well, exactly.
Once Game of Thrones is over with, dude. Their HBO is going back to being HBO.
And speaking of which, I just canceled my HBO today.
Oh, there you go. Oh, man. I was still trying to get Anna to catch up on the damn Game of Thrones. Man.
He's trying to catch up on the deuce.
get the 6 months free, don't cheap ass.
Who's the cheap ass?
Choose like my movie pass, dude.
Exactly.
I pay zero a month and I get to see as much as I want every day. But now we have it. But you're right. Now it is kind of diluting it. It's basically. But now, okay. So now, for example, true and ask you because you got young kids and all that. Because I would assume that Disney will appeal to more with those who got families and kids, right?
I just think it's a limited.
But I mean, for you, Chewie, I mean, maybe not now, kids a bit older, but let's assume it was 2 or 3 years ago, right? I don't know, whatever. would you spend another, I don't know, $15-$20 on Disney? You know?
No.
At all?
No, and think of my rationale to say, it's easier for me just to buy the damn movies, which we have already, and if they're not going to offer original content, I'm not interested. The only reason Netflix is doing what it's doing is because it's original stuff, not because they can rehash movies from 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, of
course.
That's
nice, but that ain't going to keep you. That ain't going to keep the lights on. Sorry.
No,
all these services that have that, you know, like the CBS, you know, what they can see their Star Trek. Big fucking.
I know.
Right.
I agree.
More than that.
And that's not enough.
Yeah, that to me was a sin. When I read that, I was like, well, they just blew it with me. I was interested in seeing Star Trek on a major network again,
right?
And I'm not gonna watch. I'm not buying a streaming service
to
watch that
crap. But now it's like I can see in 2-3 years it's gonna be like, just like we might as well just have cable, pay $100. We're paying ten for Netflix, ten for Amazon, 20 for Disney, Apple, whatever else comes out. And all of a sudden you add it up, and it's like, wait a minute, now I'm paying what I pay for cable, which is the point of getting streaming to begin with. You know,
Netflix to me is almost an unsinkable dreadnought. Okay, we talked about this. There's this. Amazon is a must-have because of the Prime membership that you use for many other things anyway.
Sure.
So those two are there. Hulu might be a deal because...
That's another one. Hulu,
Hulu has a bunch of associated channels that rebroadcast new TV shows.
Right.
Okay? So that has its audience. Where we're running into stupidity is... Okay, HBO Go has a huge library. If you've seen all the Ballers episodes and you've seen all the Game of Thrones and you've watched Westworld and you're watching some other crap, there's all those documentaries. I could even see paying for HBO, although I think it's a little pricey.
Well, HBO's worth it because...
I just think it's pricey.
I mean, yes, it's got Game of Thrones, of course, it's not killer stuff, but they got a lot of good shows as well.
No.
Yeah, they got great original content.
There's a ton of documentaries.
Yeah, and they get shows every year, whether it be Westworld or True Detective.
And they have all the movies that come out.
Well, yeah,
for
exactly.
Movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, it's a possibility. My thing is that's way too expensive. It's cost prohibitive. You might, if you pay $24 for HBO or whatever it is a month that it costs, I think it's $24. You're already, you might as well get cable then, because you're already at between, if you don't count Amazon, because it's $100 a year.
But let's count it.
For the service.
Toss it in there.
Okay, so $100 a year is what? That's
less than $10 a month.
Yeah, less than
$8
a month.
$9, whatever.
$8 a month.
Yeah.
Hulu's $8 a month. That's 16. Netflix is $8 a month. That's
well more if you want HD and all that.
Right? No, you're right. That's it's $12.95 a month.
Maybe 12.
So
want, yeah.
So it's you're already at
thirty something
plus $24 for HBO. You're already at cable prices.
That's, you're getting up there. You know.
So who's gonna pay for? First of all,
you got CBS.
Most
not
of
Disney.
CBS's content is garbage for the most part. Anyway. What do you want off CBS? You want to watch All in the Family reruns? I'm just saying. It's what are you going to get?
Well, I mean, is it a point now where we think that everybody's going? Like, let's assume ABC.
No, I think that everybody gets bit with this, and I think there's going to be
saying,
some people left holding the apple.
We know cable's going down at some point. That's inevitable.
Right.
I think now it's all going to be streaming. So you pay for what you want, and you download it. But you're right. I ain't paying no $10 for a damn channel. You know, it's too much money.
Well, the way cable has you pinned right now is that most people have cable with a streaming service, right? Mm-hmm. So if you don't have the streaming service, I'm sorry, if you only use internet and you don't have cable, they're going to charge you for how much you're streaming.
Yeah.
So they're going to hold you down with that. And I'm fine with that kind of because of sports, just for me. I need my ESPN. As much as I hate ESPN, I need my ESPN to watch college football. I need that stuff. Fox Sports, NFL Network. Those things you can't get on streaming services, really.
It would be interesting for Disney.
I think it's going to be interesting for Disney, but I don't think people will pay for Disney.
I'm so curious what's going to happen with Disney.
Yeah,
really
because
am.
You on regular cable, you have Disney XD and you have Disney and kids watch it.
But what if they pull that? And
if they
only
pull that, then I think that they're going to have a negative. It's going to have a negative effect.
It's the mouse, man. He always makes money, man.
The mouse finds a way to make money. But I'm telling you that if.
But let's assume, and I throw this question out.
We're not walking through the gates of the Wild Kingdom. I mean, the Magic Kingdom.
No, I know.
I just think that to me, I think that people are going to draw the the line somewhere, and this is where they draw the line.
What if I tell you guys, and I start with Chewy. I'll start with you guys and both answer. Mm-hmm. So you got Disney. Disney costs whatever, X amount of money. And, you know, you get whatever. And who cares about the movies and all this crap? Whatever, I get it. We can buy the Marvel movies and what Pixar and yada, yada, yada. I just assume they say, oh, we're releasing all the new original Star Wars Knights of the Republic TV show. Netflix style.
What?
Like they're doing and they're saying, if they come on and say
that. Might be attractive
would
to
you...
Me. Yes.
Would you get it? Chewy, would you
probably.
Get it?
Probably.
I mean, I may have... If they start doing that...
If they put original Marvel and...
I my stance, yeah.
If they put original Marvel and Star Wars content on there, I would be all over it.
But, like, it has to be more than just one show.
Right.
Yeah.
If they just say one show that streams on there once a year, you know how it goes, 10 episodes
binge. No, if they're just showing The Descendants 2 or some kind of
crap like that. I'm saying they're doing the Bounty Hunter thing that we've heard rumors about. Right, if that happens to be a show on this particular streaming service, maybe we're talking. I don't know. Right, but again.
But if it's the female webisodes of Star Wars, I'm like, no thank you.
No, nothing like that.
But I'm just saying.
I can see Disney charging like.
People are crowing about that crap. And I was like, I saw the first and second episode. I was like, I can't even watch this.
I just don't watch. It's terrible. But I mean, I'm not paying right now. I know how Disney likes to roll. Disney expensive. Just jack out like $15 for this for $20. I ain't doing it, right. Even for Star Wars.
Right. I think you might be right.
I got my Chewy pass, so he wants to get the Disney stream. Hook me up with the password. Hey, everybody wins. I'm just saying.
but he's you're absolutely right, and he's absolutely right. I don't think people are going to pay for it. I think some people may pay for it, but I think that if you look at if they kill their cable channels, they might be in for some negative backlash.
It's gonna be interesting, man.
They're not gonna kill those channels because they generate revenue, so they can't say, okay, we're gonna take it off here and just generate revenue just from streaming service only. The math doesn't add up.
Yeah, nobody's going to pay
Commercials. It depends. Because I can see tons of families doing this. I mean, in my head, I don't see the 20-something guy doing it. I see the three or four kids, families getting the Disney. That's what I'm seeing in my head. I don't know. It's just me because I don't – why would I do it? What would you might do it? Or Chewy, your kids would be 2 years older.
And right.
Disney's past.
I don't care if they make HD versions of Aladdin.
I could care less. You know, but right. I mean, I'm, let's see how it works. I mean, super curious because that succeeds, and like I said, monkey see, monkey do it. Everybody
right.
says, "Oh, okay, well, Disney can do it. Let's all do it." That could be a huge game changer.
Jump in the pool.
Jump in the water's warm. I mean.
I just think there's a point where it gets to be oversaturation in the market, and the people that are the big dogs are going to keep their position in the market, and everybody else is going to drone.
No, I could see Disney. No, I would say this: put the Star Wars on there, and then have ESPN through there or something. I don't know. I'm just
if they do that, I'm telling you, ESPN's not strong enough. I will tell you this though: if they put all those 30 for 30s on there, I'm down.
I need more than that. So.
No, I know that, but I'm just telling you that there's that. But if you put all Disney and ESPN content on there, it starts to get more attractive.
That's what I'm saying. If ESPN,
I don't think that's going there.
I'm just throwing it out. I'm just saying what things that will entice for me. It's like you toss in ESPN, toss in the Star Wars original programming,
ABC
and all the other stuff. ABC. Okay, maybe
right.
maybe it's
then
worldwide.
It starts to get
okay. Well, now we're getting a deal here for. Right. $12.99 or whatever else they're going to charge you for in an HD or whatever that crap it is.
By the way, I just want to throw this out there. The Big Bang Theory sucks, right? Am I the only one that thinks that show blows?
I really don't watch it, to be honest with you, so I don't have an opinion. To be honest. I can't.
I've tried.
I haven't seen enough for me to say it sucks.
To me. It's unwatchable. And people
I like it.
I mean, do you really?
Yeah.
I've seen a couple episodes.
I mean, it's probably... You know, a little long on the tooth, but I've watched it first in season.
I've watched like two episodes, and I think they're in like season 7.
I think 10.
I've seen like two episodes, and I couldn't get it. I didn't get it.
I saw the first couple. It was funny, but I mean, like I said, I'm not big into sitcoms to begin with.
Dude, I'm not either. But
yeah.
I was like, no, people crow about that damn show, and I think they just came out with a sequel to it or a prequel or something.
Oh, they're doing a what's that guy's name?
Oh, yeah,
Sheldon.
Young Sheldon.
Oh
yeah.
God. It just caused me. It could be old mentors. What this is now? Right. He's 20 years here in that show. But whatever, if you want to watch it, that show's going to bomb. But either way,
right?
Put that on Disney streaming service. Yeah, what that does. last thing here, there's another potential game changer when it comes to that, because you know, I mentioned game that changer. Apple is doing, but I guess setting up their streaming service as well. But I think they're also partnering up with Amazon, and we talked about this before, Mike, about that. It just wasn't as defined as it is now, where that service where you can download, stream the new released movies that stood in theaters.
Right.
So apparently they're getting that going again, trying to partner with a couple of studios.
I wonder if the theaters are making a stink about that.
Oh, you know they are. Because now I think initially they were going to charge $50. Now they're saying they're going to charge $30. And the thing is, this is what
per month?
No, per movie.
What?
Yeah, so
nobody's paying that.
No, this is what it is. That from what I understand it. So, and again, it's still the wheels.
Nobody's paying $30. I get this straight. Nobody's paying $30 a month either.
It's not a monthly thing.
I'm just telling you. If it's $30 a movie, it's gonna fail. Like it's gonna go over like a lead balloon.
I don't know. This is the thing. They need to tweak because as of now, this is what I gather. Because initially, I thought. Like you get it when at the day in the theaters is when you can download it at home. That's what we're talking about. Now they're saying within the first 30 days you get to download it at home for $30.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, okay, hold up a second. So now what's the benefit there?
There's no benefit.
I mean, if you got a family, yes, I get it.
Right, but is
if you got like Chewy, when you take your family, how much? Chewy, let's say you saw Lego Ninjago, right?
It's like $30-$40 a pop at least.
For your two kids and your wife.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
$30 a pop?
No, $40, like $40 total, right?
For the family, For all four of us to go to a movie, it's between $30 to $40, $45, depending
on
what time.
Gotcha. No, I hear what you're saying. A pop means, honestly, a pop means per person.
No. Do you get food and all that, popcorn and all that stuff, or no?
I don't know. You know how I feel about that. Screw that, man. I'm not getting my money, part of money for overpriced popcorn
I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there. So, you say $40, $45, $40, right? So $30 is a deal, and you get to watch it. I'm just saying. I don't think it's gonna work. If you tell me the same thing, okay, maybe get a group of friends, you watch Star Wars for like a big event movies if you want. I don't know, whatever.
Why would you do that? Not in the theater.
I agree. I'm with you. But let's be realistic. A movie attendance is going down. Won't be trying to watch movies at home.
Right.
So that seems to be a trend potentially on the road. I hope not. There might be a trend. Right, but so... I mean,
that saying just what you're saying, to me, I don't think that it's going to be
I don't success. Think it's going to work.
I think it's way too much money. Because
it's too much money. And it's like a month when you can just wait another month and a half and get it on Blu-ray.
Exactly.
I mean, what's the point there? If you can wait 30 days, you can probably wait 60, 90 days. Unless, right. You know, you don't want to see them wait that bad. You know what I mean? If you want to see Star Wars, you're going to go watch Star Wars or whatever.
Right. In the theater.
DC or whatever crap.
Exactly.
You know, you're not going to wait. So it's kind of a weird thing. And $20, maybe. I can see that succeeding more because, again, you and your wife... You stay at home watching movie. You can spend more than $20 going to the theater with guys.
Absolutely.
Right. $20 is reasonable for two. $30 is, I mean, for me, I like going to the theater, for Christ's sake, but that's just me. Then again, it's free, so whatever.
Exactly.
It's all good, man. But anyway, so it's interesting. Last movie topic. We got a little time. And your thoughts real quick, because this is the big thing that came out of DC. I'm not talking about the movie that's coming out of November, Refuse, until the movie comes out. But it had they dropped where they're doing the standalone Joker movie produced by Scorsese and directed by Todd Phillips and all that.
Yeah, with possibly
forget DiCaprio. That's not happening. I know that's the rumors where they're trying to Leonardo get him. DiCaprio. That's not toss it out. It's not happening. And he's too old to begin with. It's supposed to be like an origin story.
I think it's a terrible idea.
That's what I was leaning toward. I knew you were gonna hate the idea. You don't like it at all.
Yeah, no.
At all.
I don't like Scorsese being involved in the project either.
Well, Chewy, what do you think, Chewy?
I mean,
Scorsese has never shown any.
I don't understand why the need to. Jesus, Scorsese has a better to do but than a comic book movie, really?
He's never shown any interest in comic
But he's just producing.
Movies.
Let's not get it twisted. He's not directing the film here. Producing could be writes the signature on the checks and goes home. They flash his name on the intro screen and get people in the theaters. And, oh my God, Scorsese when he's in. I mean, it could be what kind of capacity he's in, I don't know. But dude, these it's like they're fixing the bathroom. They stop halfway to go work in the kitchen. Finish the bathroom first. All right, you started the project. This will start. Oh, let's change the cabinets and, you know, just put new wallpaper. Relax. The bathroom.
Chewy lives by the fixer upper people.
You know, wait, the toilet is not even installed yet, dude. Can we put the damn toilet in there? Can we get the water running before we stop venturing out? We want to do Gotham City Sirens and this movie.
Stop talking to me about the islands in the kitchen.
He's like, what's going on here, man? DC's live. Marvel did something like that. Okay, fine. They got the shit together. I get it. We like Marvel or not. But DC, dude, straighten out your house. Let's do it. Relax. Now they want to do a Joker Harley movie. And it's like, oh, my God. Whatever. It's a disaster. I don't know. I really hope the movie which will go unmentioned is good. So either way, let's get into some TV stuff. It's just funny because I almost had a what the fudge of Game of Thrones, speaking of which, I just read the headline. Oh, for the final season, they're going to have 5 endings. And I'm like, oh, here we go.
Relax, dude.
I know. I'm just saying, at first glance, you see that, and I'm thinking that they don't know what to do. They're going to do 5 endings and put playoff 5 or I don't know, whatever, which I think is... However, that wasn't the intention when I read the article. And I was like, at first, I was like, oh my, I was really mad. It was that they want to do 5 endings only because, so in case something leaks, they don't know what the real ending is. Like, even the actors won't know what ending they're actually going to go with. So they did it on purpose for the hacking and stuff like to prevent that. I'm like, okay, good.
I still hate it.
Good. I didn't want to see like a clue thing. You know, depending on what region that you live in, you're going to get different ending and stuff. Y'all can compare notes. Hey, did you get my Jon Snow dies? No, man, Daenerys took over. So, you know, so whatever. So at least
that's hilarious. Whew,
danger averted. Either way, a lot of new shows we're going to focus on 3 or 4 shows that people may have not seen or plan to see. All the first one, I think we've all seen this one. And this one, we were excited. Well, one excited. It's a.
We were excited.
Well, no, we're excited. We're looking forward to. Well, that's the Defenders. Yes. Marvel's the Defenders. Everybody saw it, I assume. Yes, Chewy.
I have.
That's correct.
Okay, so we'll start with Chewy. Quick thoughts. Let's not get too spoilery. Quick thoughts as far as.
Let's get spoilery.
Well, we will. I just want to get a quick sentence of what you thought of the overall season. Starting with Chewy.
Good. Not great. I expected more, but I still sat through it. It's better than Iron Fist, which is not saying much.
Well, dude,
but it was enjoyable. Me and my wife, we sat through it. We liked it a lot. And obviously, we like all the Marvel shows, to be honest.
Okay. Mike?
Disappointing, but better than...
We know it's better than Iron Fist.
Better than Iron Fist.
Anything's better than Iron Fist. I mean, come on. The OA was better than Iron Fist.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
I'm not saying always good. I'm just saying.
No, it wasn't.
The more thing about Iron Fist, the more it gets me mad. But either way, I agree. I'm with you guys. It was good. It was all right.
It was just all right.
It was all right. It wasn't what I expected.
I have many criticisms for it.
It's not Jessica Jones.
No.
About 3 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, maybe 2.5, I think. Yeah. I think it started a little slow, but I was fine with it. I think episode 3.
I didn't have any problem with the way it started. A couple of issues that I had with it. Well, the fighting, once again, was crap, in my opinion.
Yes, there we go. I agree.
They can't film a good fighting scene. You have a martial arts-based character, and they don't use any martial arts.
That's what I'm saying.
What the fudge? See, that's a what the fudge.
That is what the fudge. I agree with you there, because... Well, I was surprised that they didn't use Iron Fist to fight, because he couldn't find the last show. Daredevil had all the best stuff fighting-wise, obviously.
Anytime that Daredevil was on screen, it was good.
Yes.
My only issue was, again, the ending. Can we get spoilery? My issue is the ending with Mad and Elektra down in the hole is very reminiscent of the last episode, or the last Daredevil episode, where she disappeared and you weren't sure what was going on with him.
Yeah.
So, to me, it was like... Come on, man. You know, it's you can only tell the same story the same way so many times. And I just feel like it was a pretty good show. I enjoyed it. There was a lot of things I really liked. I don't like that they tried to jam Iron Fist down our throats again.
he was better this time
around.
He was better.
Colleen Wing was one of my favorite things about Iron Fist, and I was annoyed by her. By the end of that show, I couldn't understand what purpose she served on the show.
They didn't know what to do with her.
I didn't know what they were doing with with Karen Page. I didn't get that. There was no sure. She appeared in the show for no good reason.
Yeah, they were just there. Chewing scenery.
You know, Misty at least had a role in the show. You know, getting her arm cut off. I felt like it was a decent show, but it wasn't. I was expecting to get, since it was only eight episodes, I thought they were going to knock it out of the park, and I really felt like it was a ground rule double.
Yeah,
my opinion.
The thing is with me, I just like, it was good. The choreography was terrible.
The fight choreography was awful.
But
they need to, you know what, dude? They need to bring in one of those Asian dudes that does a lot of wire work. There should be more wire work in that show. I don't understand why they're not doing wire work, except that this yacht that they hired to play Iron Fist can't even throw a punch.
It's funny because I ran through it early. Then I'm watching it with my girlfriend. She hadn't seen it, so I'll watch it again because whatever. You know, I'm on the phone. But there was, I caught it the second time around. I think it's like second to last episode where I think Iron Fist is going down.
Are they in the hole in the
elevator?
No,
he's
fighting on the
elevator. No, it's before that. He's going down the alley and he put the hoodie on.
Right.
And I was like, okay, now finally. And then he got into a halfway decent fight scene. Halfway decent. Because he had the hoodie so they can put someone else in his role, which would never work so great because you don't see his face. It's not the real actor. It's who we're kidding.
But Iron Fist and has a mask in the comic books. So they've created this whole new persona with wild-haired, homeless-looking Iron Fist.
It looks like
right?
Justin Timberlake, whether Justin Timberlake. That's what he looks like. It's not Iron Fist.
Right. So all he's got is that silly dragon tattoo on his chest. And there's no mask, and he's without a shirt on the whole time.
He's the weakest part.
It's the worst part of the show.
Yeah, and he was better. I got it.
I love Luke Cage. I think the dude does I think that guy. I think Mike Coulter is going to be a big star.
He was great. You know what? Well, what in the show was the interactions between them when they're all four together that really worked really well?
Three of the four. Yeah. I still don't think there was, even with Iron Fist,
it was fine.
Think there was good interaction with that character. I still think they're trying to jam that crap down our
It's not going to change, though.
I know, but that's what bugs me, man.
That's
the best.
Accept it.
Look, dude, I work in improvement. Mm-hmm. If you don't accept what didn't work for you and try to improve it, then you're going to make it's all you're going to do is piss off your consumers.
Well, I will say this, that they got rid of the showrunner, no big surprise. And apparently he's so bad that he's the one that brought over for the Inhumans, and I hear that's a train wreck beyond train wrecks.
A Schlitz show, from what I
right, yeah, he saw me. Maybe it was it starts and ends with, but now they got someone new. Maybe they changed.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is garbage too, so there's that.
Why not? But as far as a particular showrunner, and there's something else he did which is terrible. So he had a real bad track record.
Doesn't have Ramsey Bolton in it too?
I hear it's god awful.
Did theatrical releases.
Everyone didn't just dislike it, they hated it. It's so bad. I almost kind of want to see it because I kind of want to see how bad it is, to be honest with you. But I hear it's really bad. But either way, I think it's too off topic. But my issue is that the hand, we've seen the hand so much. I just don't care about the hand anymore. I don't care about
the fingers of the hand. To me, it was I was like, come on, let's have a big baddie.
I was already bored with the hand before we got to the fenders. Right. I'm like, we've seen it twice, three times.
We've seen Madame Gao every Marvel.
I like her.
I do too, but you know what? How many times does she waddle around with her cane and then pull out some kind of crazy
force push?
Force push.
She's a Jedi.
Right.
She got a very high midichlorian count.
Right. Do you see where I'm going with that?
No, I agree.
And then the African guy who nobody's ever heard of before, and
he pops in.
He gets his head chopped off. I'm like, really, bro? I just felt like it wasn't. Look, I'm shooting at it a lot, but. But it's disappointing to me because I feel strongly. I thought Daredevil 1 and 2 and Luke Cage.
Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones. All very, very superior, top-of-the-line TV shows. To me, to have a combination of all four come out and it's just a little better than Iron Fist.
I think that they use this as a vehicle to push the other shows forward and the new storylines, unfortunately, instead of focusing on that. It is what it is, and because the hand's still not dead
yet. I did like the two first episodes. I thought the first two episodes were real good.
I like the first scene when they fought together. That was really cool, and then they're in the Chinese restaurant. That worked really well.
The first scene they fought together was in the boardroom.
Red boardroom, which led into the
dinner, which I thought was great,
which was cool. Yeah, I was like, oh, awesome. We're like, oh, but and that was a high point.
But again, the fighting was kind of limited, and again, the hallway. There's another hallway scene where everybody's fighting in the hallway, and I'm wondering why do they keep fighting in hallways? What is this?
Budget constraints. So you gotta get cuts, man.
You can only fight in hallways.
Iron Fist ain't free. You gotta pay the guy, you know. There's no Iron Fist actor pass, you know. I don't pay $10 a month. These guys, it costs money. But I mean, the one thing I would say, which I hated, is when they killed off Sigourney Weaver.
I agree. For no good reason. Again,
I don't know about no good reason, but no, dude.
I don't think there was no explanation for it. It made no sense.
They could have kept things the same. Electra
did her
thing.
Electra's like, well, I didn't like her.
They pulled a Luke Cage.
Right.
When they got rid of Cottonmouth, which is really working. And
they blew that.
And the same thing with Sigourney Weaver. I liked Weaver, and I thought she was really cool. And then she's dead. And okay, next. Two episodes left, and now Electra's the big bad. You could have done her and Electra together.
Madame Gao and the other Chino, whatever his name.
They're running around like idiots, whatever. They're just fodder at that point. But it's like I didn't get why they did that. I liked Weaver's character. It would have been cool to see her in the end. But so I was kind of off. I hope this is getting to be happy with them. I don't know, whatever. But either way,
Marvel has a hard time with that stuff.
But it was, like I said, overall, it wasn't terrible. I know we're talking about it, but it wasn't a bad show at all. It was a good show.
I thought it was a 3 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, it was fine.
It could have been so much better, though.
Yeah, exactly. It just wasn't what we wanted
to be. It could have been so much better.
It could have been much more. So, yeah. I mean, but we got Punisher coming up. I got high hopes for that one.
By the way, that trailer looks amazing.
Oh, I know, dude.
Oh, my God, dude.
How about the synchronized trailer again with the gunshots? That was amazing.
That was
cool. And I was like, a buddy of mine's like, oh, yeah. I said, it's not original, but it's amazing.
No, it's not original, but it's great. Yeah. That's not the but that looks like, oh, man, I can't wait for that show. I hope not, man. That one for sure is better than Iron Fist.
I still call that guy Shane, by the way. He's always Shane.
He's always Shane, by the way. So let's move on from Defenders. If you guys haven't seen it, it's like I said, it's good. Just tape with the expectations and all that.
Don't expect a 5-star show.
No, exactly. The next one, which I really liked this season a lot, and that was Narcos. Chewie, you saw it?
Oh, absolutely. And I love the series.
Okay.
This is season 3.
It was the best one.
Great acting.
Yeah.
Great story. Keeps me and it's not like it didn't drag out. I mean, it was outstanding.
It really was. I mean, Pedro Pascal, he's the main guy. He's the Chilean awesome. Guy. Yeah, he's awesome. He's fantastic. Yeah. He's so good in the show. And I think this is the best season out of the three, but by far. And I like the first two seasons.
That's on my list.
That guy, like one of the key characters.
Yeah, he was great. I mean, it was so well done. The action was great. Dude, the show was tense. Something was going down every episode. We're like, man, this is getting good, man. It was hard to not binge it completely. And I like to take my time with it. Like, man, this is a good freaking show, man. They did a really good job with it, man.
Kudos to them. I'm a victim of the hurricane with that, too, because I just haven't had time.
Oh, yeah. I seen that 4 or 5 before the hurricane when it came back. I popped the last few in there.
I also have been watching a lot of... Well, we'll talk about this. Go ahead.
No. I think what they're going to move towards, what the next season is going to be, it's kind of a spoiler show. Well, it's not really a spoiler. Is it, Chewie?
You can say. I mean,
they're in the realms of fiction now, right? I mean, they're not really.
No, I thought it was going to be. No, actually, a lot of what they do is they focus on the Cali cartel, which remain after the demise of Escobar.
Right.
And the same thing last night, used a lot of real footage and based on a lot of the things that happened when bringing down the major players and all that. Was it Miguel? What's the guy's name? Miguel?
Gilberto and Miguel Rodriguez.
Exactly, taking that. So it was still based off legit stuff that happened. So they kept
it. I wonder if they're going to use some of the cocaine cowboys side plots and the godmother.
This was strictly just off that.
This is just Colombia.
Colombia. But I think
Miami's a whole thing.
They leave it off where they're going to branch out, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chewie, in Mexico. I think that's where they're going to go. I think they hinted at.
That's where the DEA is going, yeah, because they're kind of with Pacho, and obviously that was the next frontier for bringing in drugs into the U.S.
Right.
And so that's what that led to the rise of the Mexican cartels as far as power players.
That's great.
Drug industry. So that was where his next focus, because they left it at the end where he's literally across the Rio Grande.
Exactly, yes.
Drug runners, mm-hmm. Go up and down the river. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I'm like, I can see that being really good too. Pedro comes back. He's so good, man. He's underrated. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's really good. I just saw him in Kingsman. He was the best part of Kingsman. He was really good in that one as well.
Peter Pascal.
He was awesome. Yeah, he was awesome in Game of Thrones too, dude.
Game of Thrones, of course. You know, he was great. Yeah, yeah. He was, for the short stint he had, half a season or a season, I guess, whatever. and he went out with a bang.
So to speak.
it went as well for him as did for the Dolphins yesterday.
There he gets old.
But for Narcos is great. Those who haven't seen Narcos, get on there. It's a really good. And like I said, the third season to be better than the other two says a lot about the show. Because the first two seasons were great, not great. They were really, really good.
Now, unfortunately, obviously there was an incident where one of the location scouts was just killed in Mexico.
Oh yeah.
In preparation for season three, I'm like, oh crap.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That day, I was like, okay, why is Scott in Mexico? You can't use any Latin New Mexico call it Mexico, for Christ's sake. Yeah,
looks like Mexico.
You go into the lion's den with the pork chop around your neck. What is going to happen? I did hear about that, so I was like, it's kind of messed up, but I mean, it's kind of it's a jungle. They're literally a jungle. It's a massacre. Yeah. But I'm so looking forward to next year or whenever that gets released. Another show which I've done. I know Mikey haven't seen this one, but Chewy, I know we alluded to it, a month ago, whenever it is that we had talked about this before the hurricane stuff went on. Was Atypical, right? Is that what it is? Atypical, that was called?
Yeah, Atypical.
Atypical.
Yes,
this is a small show. It's a 30-minute-based show, comedy, about a family raising a kid who has autism.
Well, I guess more of a dramedy.
You're right, a dramedy. And I'll say this. It's the first show where Michael Rapaport actually seemed like an actor, which is not an easy feat. Who actually liked in the show, to be honest with you. But it's an interesting show. Not for those, because I know, Chu, you have, and we'll get into this, obviously you have, it hits close to home, because obviously one of your son is autistic. High functioning, though, if I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong with that. It seems to me, anyway.
No, yeah, you are correct. He does fall into the spectrum, but yes, he is autistic technically.
Yeah, because there are various levels. I think when a lot of people think autism, and for me, for a long time, was the same way you think Rain Man. That's what I always think. Yeah. That's what people think of. And I get it, because people are educated on it. I wasn't for a while. But the kid on the show, who's great on the show, I'm not sure if he's autistic or not. I don't think he is, but if he is, he is fine. If he's not, good job. Yeah, I mean, wow. But he's also high functioning. He's got social issues, apparently.
I think the way it's portrayed, he's actually portrayed as true autistic, so he doesn't fall into the high functioning, because the things that he goes through the show, that's not typical of high functioning people with Asperger's or autistic traits.
So I'll put it to this way, because obviously I more than I do. Obviously, you probably having a son who's got autism. So define what high function. What exactly does that mean, as opposed to, like, because the kid on the show, to me, when I'm watching it, right, he is going to school. He, is very smart. Obviously, he interacts not well with the kids, but he interacts. He's got his quirks, for lack of a better word.
I mean, put it this way, because he has to wear. I mean, he is. They make a very strong point to make him that he's very sensitive to noise and to stimuli. And he's, now he's very isolated. He, you see him with the, they have the whole dance, and everyone's got to have the earphones. So that's not high functioning. That's obviously, you got to make accommodations for people who fall into that criteria of on the Asperger and the autism spectrum. High functioning is where he can be relatively independent, for the most part, but still have certain traits that where they can't connect emotionally with people, because it's just you know, you kind of see it on a lot of TV shows, and a lot maybe you've seen people you've grown up with who are certain this way who display some of these characteristics, and the connection is just not there. You know, the emotional connection.
Okay, now do you, for yourself, I mean, what are some of the, as far as your son, like some things that he has, as far as quirks or things like that in that nature? Because I mean, obviously, I spend time with your son. I don't see it as obviously not around as much as you are. What are some of the things, I guess, for, I mean, outtakes of kids, some of the struggles that you guys go through? Because on the show, they always, they're focusing on, the parents themselves are concerned about, you know, how this kid, you know, the mom is obviously very protective, obviously.
Obviously. They're worried about, I mean, I guess they're worried about him being independent growing up. You know, they, I think they portray him as an 18-year-old senior, but, you know, like, he still has to get his lunch money from his sister because there's certain things that he's, they, either he's not, they're not comfortable, or he's not comfortable that he can actually do for himself. And you see him, he's going through, you know, daily therapy to go to something as far as how to find a girlfriend, how to deal with that social aspect of independence, you know.
Which is actually one of the best parts about the show, when he's trying to date girls, because he's so honest and blunt. It's great. It's very funny, actually, what he says to the girls.
I think that's the best part, because it kind of opens, and it opened my eyes as far as, you know, what's... Give me a second, man.
You all right? Blow that nose. They're taking that cocaine, dude.
No, just, it's close to home.
No, I know. I get it. I mean, do you worry about that?
I mean, maybe before I saw the show, but I try not to think about it. But you know, I think there was a good line from that show where, you know, they're just like normal people as well. They want, at the end of the day, everybody wants to be loved, or they want to find love. Oh. And so, yes, I do worry about that for my son, because he, although he's not like the kid in the show, he's very high functioning. I mean, you've seen him at Comic-Con and you've seen him interacting with people, but you know, he doesn't have friends, you know, people he can connect with of his own age, because he just doesn't connect with them that way. He has certain quirks and personalities that make him, but it's not like, you know, where I was growing up where, you know, I was 8th grade going out playing football, having friends, going to the mall and stuff, and he just can't connect with people that way, that where he didn't see it being wrong, but it's not the same. You know, when he was early on, you know, before he was diagnosed, you know, teacher would tell me that, you know, in second grade, in recess, he would literally just, he wouldn't play with the kids, he would literally just walk around the tree for the whole hour of recess, and he'd be entertained, happy with that, and he didn't say anything wrong with that, but he wasn't interacting with, connecting with other kids or other people, and it's something that's very difficult for him to do.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I'm sure, Mike, your father, I'm sure it would be a difficult situation to raise a kid under, you know.
Actually, my brother has two autistic children.
Okay.
And actually, they're profound, which is even more difficult. So,
what is that, profound? What do you mean by that?
Meaning that they both have severe interaction deficits.
Okay.
Where they, you know, the noise thing, and Chewy knows what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
One of the kids constantly has his fingers in his ears. I mean, it's just an ongoing thing, and they're great kids, and they have great spirits and personalities. But it's, you know, it's tough. It's not easy.
No,
it's a rough life, and you know, moving forward, he's going to have to deal with that, and it's something that, you know, I think society in general hasn't dealt with well, and Chewy probably feels the same way. It's just like, I think, the more people talk about it, the more we have shows like this that portray these folks in a normal environment, I think is good for the population in general to understand why people are that way. And you know, coming from me, I'm freaking extremely lucky that all my kids are, you know, semi-normal. I mean, they come from me. I mean, it can't be, you know, but
it's good as it gets. It's good as it gets.
You know, it's tough and life is tough.
No, and I think that's why I enjoy the show, because I think it's a show that can help people understand what it feels like to be in that environment.
But it's also good that it normalizes that people, you know, the struggle, because not everybody has Richie Cunningham and and Joni, you know, it's not everybody has that. Mm-hmm. And it's good for society that we have these shows where folks, you see there's a little bit of difference out there that even a crap show like Modern Family that portrays unique relationships and things of that nature help to normalize the public, general public's perception of how we deal with that.
No, yeah, it's.
I mean, at the end, there is no normal. I mean, everybody.
No, and that's the point.
Categories.
Exactly.
No, yeah. But you have to. I think you have to go out and show these kind of situations. First of all, I just want to say that I'm a Michael Rapaport hater. I don't like him. I think he's a loudmouth, and I can't stand him, especially in his sports world.
I agree, but like I said earlier, this show actually made him a good actor. He was actually very good on the show.
I really have been avoiding it because it's going to do something to me, like what happened to Chewie here. I know that I'm going to get friggin' zapped about it. But just because that's the kind of person I am.
But the show does very well. Is that like it doesn't. It's not heavy-handed. It's not beating you over the head with the
hazel. No, that doesn't matter.
And the dramedy, it's very good. You laugh a lot and what's going on. So they do a good job playing around with that while still giving you a good indication of this is what I feel like for the parents and Chewie, you know, more and most to be in that situation and explore that, not to the degree where it's a heavy watch. It's not. Right. It's a real light tone show.
Right.
Really
but
well
am,
done.
But yeah. I am a Michael Rapaport, not like.
Oh, no, so. I'm not a big fan, but he was really. I was like, he's actually acting. I mean, he was really acting in the show. Subdued, is different. Yeah, than I've ever seen him.
He's annoying as hell.
He is, but you watch this. You know, I've been watching. He's acting on the show.
I watch the Big Three, and he's like a commentator on the Big Three, and I want to shoot him.
He's
in the
face. Clown. He's a clown.
Right.
Yeah, but you're watching this show, you never get it. I mean, his personality is really good.
And they portrayed in a real and honest way.
But I think that's a good...
Not sugarcoat. I mean, because obviously you see you have the mom's perspective where she's heavy into support and people like him and making it all PC towards, oh, you don't say this. Like when the father showed up to therapy and he said something and they were like, look, that chastised, like, we don't say those words. We don't use those words here. I'm like, this is my son, you know? This is what he is, you know? Why are you hiding it? You know, why are you trying to sugarcoat it? It's not.
Exactly. And from his side, he's trying to deal with... having a son who's not going to be quote unquote normal or whatever in his eyes, and he had a hard time, connecting with his son because of it and all that. So they kind of get into it, which is kind of cool. And I can say Rapaport is really good in the show. He's really good in the show. Shocked to say that. I never thought I would say anything about him.
Like
and,
I said,
but he's good.
It was on
he's
my good. Thing, but it's one of those.
No,
things
it's really, really good. Interesting. Why people who are unfamiliar with what autism is, many of us,
I'm well acquainted.
Most people don't. I think it's not Rayman. It's not. And there are those cases. Of course, there are.
Right, but that's
not the norm. Yeah,
that's the horse manure thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Spectrum.
Yes.
The Rayman and people who
and the guy that plays piano but doesn't talk. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not just that. So really good show. I enjoyed it. Chewie, I appreciate your candor, and obviously, we got a little emotional. So that wasn't my intent.
I think he was trying to put you through the ringer, kid.
But it's just, I want to say, to the listeners, I'm lucky that my son is high functioning. He has Asperger's. And he has never had a lacking of showing love to me. Or to my wife, or even to the real mentor. I mean, he gets excited. So, he's not like me and you. When we were growing up, where we had 101 friend, or he can easily express his emotions and feelings, or doesn't have his little quirks as far as he needs to do things a certain way because that's just how he's wired. And I understand it. And people. We'll just have to learn to accept it because that's his
gimmick.
That's my normal for him.
That's who he is.
But you know what? That's the thing that it makes us all different is that he's got his quirks, we got our quirks, and you just have to deal with it. That's all.
Exactly. And I think that was a show. Atypical is a perfect title for that show. Right. We're all atypical from one point or another. So, but really good stuff. Chewie, again, appreciate you. Being honest with us and all that and talking about this. But yeah, I don't want to leave it down. We'll do one more show, and that's The Tick. Enough in a more positive, happier note.
we didn't talk about Rick and Morty either. So
Rick and Morty, I haven't seen the last few. I'm not caught up.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and I just didn't have time. I was watching the other stuff and the hurricane thing. And
come
it's
on, dude.
I know, it's great. And anybody out there that's not watching it, you should be watching it for Christ's sake. It's hilarious.
Absolutely. Actually, I plan to, well, as soon as we get off this call, I'm going to put on last night's episode of Rick and Morty with my son.
I'm probably going to catch up. I probably have to wait till this weekend to catch up, unfortunately. This week, it's I got a couple of movies this week, and yeah, I got a couple of free movies this week.
Rick Sanchez, in my opinion, greatest character on TV right now, period.
Yeah,
he's just so great.
You might be right on that.
We gotta take him. We're gonna wear it right now, Marty.
That's
it's like he says what we're thinking, just afraid to say it.
He's great. I mean, it's such a great. It's
you
really.
You gotta.
That's a must watch. I mean, anyways, check it out. Give it 2 or 3 episodes. And humor, the humor may not be for everybody.
No, I think the humor is for everybody. I don't know. That show is more brilliant than The Simpsons. It's got so many callbacks to all kinds of things.
Yeah.
I think that the licensing companies that normally would take shots at them for making fun of some of the other movies, I think are being very they're letting them kind of trot into these licensed areas because they're just. The show's just so good; they want to be mentioned in there. It's just a great show.
No, it really is, and it's a must watch now. And I'll catch up, but that show is just genius, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. I mean, I hope that goes on for a while.
I don't know that it will or won't, but right now it's just an amazing show.
I mean, they could do 4 or 5, whatever it is.
It could do plenty of seasons.
It can do plenty of seasons. It's great, no matter what. If it's 3 seasons, 4 seasons, it's worth the watch.
I didn't think it could be any funnier than season 2, and then they come out.
It's gangbusters in the beginning.
Like Pickle Rick and Vindicators 3, and
it's amazing.
I thought Pickle Rick was the apex.
Yeah,
classic.
It's genius, Jerry. It's gold. But yeah, so we'll leave it off with that. You know, I guess that's obviously. I think we can agree as our highest recommendation for anybody.
I did want to bring up a couple of shows that I've been watching. Right now I'm obsessed.
Oh boy. With, the 30 for 30.
With the Scientology, the Leah Remini Scientology show. I love that show. I love it. That's it. Chewie, you got to watch that. It's really freaking good.
No, dude,
I'm telling you, watch it. Telling you.
I think I have to watch Notebook first.
No, dude. It's good. Also, the Scott and Lacey Peterson documentary that was on A&E. Excellent.
Not in.
It reinvestigates the whole case, and kind of like Making of a Murderer. You see that there really wasn't a fair trial given to this cat, and it's sad. It really is, because the jury system is hard broke in this country, and this guy got sentenced to death for the murder of his wife, and he's been convicted consequential evidence. There's no hard evidence.
Circumstantial.
Sorry, but it's a really good show, dude. And like I said, they have like footage of the jury like shit talking Scott Peterson after they condemned him to death.
Hmm.
And I'm like, that should have turned over the verdict right there. They're like, it's amazing. I'm telling you, that documentary will open your eyes. And I'm not saying that he's guilty or innocent. I'm just saying that he didn't get a fair trial. And that's not this country. You know, that's not who we are.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
It is. But seriously. To send somebody to death.
No. But I mean, that stuff does have, obviously. I've seen documentaries with it, the merits of a case. You know, it is what it is. I mean,
yeah. Also, the confession tapes on Netflix is a good watch.
I heard that one's cool. I heard that one's got. Yeah,
oh,
kind
of,
yeah. There's what's the other one that I saw? It's not funny. The premise is, it's more satirical than anything else. It's called American Vandal.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's about. Are you watching it?
It's about how is that? The penises on on the cars.
It sounds hilarious, but I hear it treats it like a real documentary. Like if you know any better, it was legit. It's like, oh, this is real, but obviously it's not. But it's filmed that way. That's what I hear.
Funny because they're trying to be serious, but you know it's not because
exactly. But I heard it's really well.
Of the subject.
But I hear it's really well done. It's almost like a legit. I mean, it's a legit doc. Well, to make it seem like a legit documentary, when it's not.
Like a high school documentary. I've watched most of it. I really like it a lot.
Yeah? Okay, I want to catch. That's the one I wanted to jump on. We'll talk about the next one.
And then the last one I'm watching is Heroin, which is it's an opiate addiction documentary. Really, really good. Only 30 minutes out so far. But it's a pretty good documentary. I like that kind of stuff.
On what channel can that?
It's another Netflix documentary.
Netflix, okay. Netflix has good stuff. They always have good
Netflix is loaded with documentaries.
Yeah, there's tons. You can never get bored on Netflix, for sure.
On the other hand, the Dirk Nowitzki documentary sucks.
You actually watched the Dirk Nowitzki?
Terrible.
You watched it?
No, not the whole thing. I got
You started to watch it? The same thing.
I'm a basketball fan, dude. I watch
Dirk
basketball.
Dirk Nowitzki? Really, dude?
The Dirk Nowitzki.
Wow. Okay. I'm shocked to hear that, dude. What?
The Lakers versus Celtics, so the 30 for 30 is real good.
I want to see that. I didn't get a chance to see when it played on. Is it on Netflix now? Or?
It's on ESPN.
I'm sure they'll put on Netflix after
on
a while.
Demand.
They'll put on Netflix after a while. I might catch on demand then, but I keep forgetting that came out. I heard it's really good.
It's a three-parter. It's really good.
Yeah, I heard it's really good. So, I mean, I grew up in that time.
It's narrated by Ice Cube and Mark Wahlberg.
Boston, LA guy.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Is Donnie Wahlberg?
I think it's Donnie Wahlberg. Maybe it's Mark. I don't know.
I didn't see it. I know Ice Cube was
one of the damn
he's Wahlbergs. A big Laker fan. I know he was involved in that.
Reminds me of that John Cena line from Trainwreck, by the way.
Oh,
I look like Mark Wahlberg. Hey, Mark Wahlberg. Yeah.
Not a bad movie, actually.
The only funny line from that movie.
No, it was okay.
No, actually, LeBron James was semi entertaining in that movie.
I hate to admit it, but he kind of was. I mean, he's not Dirk Nowitzki.
He's no Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk Nowitzki, wasn't he in Space Jam?
Hasn't warranted his own documentary yet.
Wasn't Dirk Nowitzki in Space Jam?
No, he's before his time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes, way before
his time. He's been in movies, though.
Man, I don't even know. Maybe one. A quick cameo here and there. But
Rick Smits, maybe, am I thinking of? I think Rick Smits is in Space Jam.
He may be in Space Jam. Yeah. That was his time. Yeah, that's his time, yes.
I got
all
one
those white,
German.
Tall European. Y'all look the same, dude.
Yeah, he's German. They're both German. They're both from Germany.
Same. The von hair, tall, actually, white, whatever. All the same.
Doesn't matter.
On the Euro, that's what I know, dude.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry to everybody out there. I'm also sorry that I said that J.J. Abrams did the Avengers. I was totally wrong.
I thought you corrected yourself, and that's why I didn't say anything.
No, I corrected myself.
You should be sorry for watching a Dirk Nowitzki documentary.
I apologize, okay? We're at an hour 15. We got to go.
All right. So either way, so let's end it there. Good stuff. Good to be back again. We'll be back on a regular schedule. We'll get some regular topics.
I think we're going to try to make Chewie cry every episode now.
Chewie, watch the Dirk Nowitzki documentary. Tearjerker, dude.
That, dude.
It's going to yank them tears like no one's business, dude. So
sorry, man.
And on that note, before we sign off, Mike, your parting words?
No, I'm good, actually. I just want to say, give a shout out to my boys in Barber Floyd. Put another video up earlier this week of them, another video that they did for a surfing, a POV surfing video, which was real cool. And check it out.
Chewie?
Man, glad to be back on the air with you guys. Good times. Shout out to my wife, my son, my daughter. And, obviously looking forward to more fantasy success this year. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, it's going good so far.
Someone on this podcast has already been eliminated from the Eliminator Challenge.
I don't know.
How'd you blow that already, bro?
It's a long story. I'm not getting into it. we're hedging bets, so it was a planned thing. Either way, we're focusing on success, like my fantasy success. After beating up on Chewie, after beating Chewie 2 weeks in a row, two different leagues.
Oh, God.
That being said, as a pleasure back on the air, you fine gentlemen. Again, the term's very loosely said. Check us out on Facebook, of course. We got the reviews on YouTube. I got American Made. I got Battle of the Sexes this week. It could be all right. I don't know. We'll see.
It looks like a made for HBO movie to me. Anyway.
It kind of does, but whatever. It's free. Hey, my movie pass,
Chewie's jealousy.
Yeah, I'm gonna say
that. Free movie.
But that being said, guys, we appreciate listeners out there, and we'll see you guys next week. Take care.
Peace.